For Pacifica Radio, I'm Linda Perry in New York. The United States vetoed an Arab-backed United Nations resolution put forth by Algeria today. It demands an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in the embattled Gaza Strip. Disappointment at the UN Security Council was palpable.
Guyana is disappointed that this council has once again been unable to deliver a ceasefire for the people of Gaza.
Guyana's UN representative, Carolyn Rodriguez Burkett, who has assumed the presidency of the UN Security Council this month, asks what else needs to happen before the international community acts on a ceasefire.
How many more lives must be lost? How many more must be maimed? How many more?
She says the longer it takes, the longer this UN Security Council will be seen as complicit. Algeria's UN representative, Amar Benjama, says while the Arab world looks to the UN Security Council as a source of international legislation, the UN has let us down once again. Riyad Mansour is charged with representing the state of Palestine to the United Nations. He thanks Algeria and Arab states for their efforts and says the call for a ceasefire should have been long, long ago.
What threshold needs to be crossed for this council to finally demand a ceasefire? What could be more serious than the crime than genocide? History, as my brother Ammar said, is going to judge the council harshly. It is already doing so, impairing its credibility and authority in the eyes of people all over the world, perhaps irreparably. But we will not be complacent in this inaction. We have a duty to our people to seek every possible pathway to bring an end to the slaughter, an end to the trauma and terror, an end to the threats to expel them from their land.
Mansour says it's reckless, it's dangerous to shield Israel. Only with a ceasefire can we give Palestinians a chance for life. Gilad Erdan is the permanent representative of Israel to the UN. He says the ceasefire is absurd.
A ceasefire achieves one thing and one thing only, the survival of Hamas. Exactly the opposite of how it's portrayed. A ceasefire is a death sentence for many more Israelis and Gazans. Supporting a ceasefire means supporting the survival of jihadist terrorists that will continue butchering Israelis and endlessly spilling the blood of innocents.
Erdan says there is only one formula Israel is willing to accept.
All of our hostages must be released, and Hamas must turn themselves in.
Nothing about displaced Palestinians, tens of thousands murdered, but a focus on Hamas framed as murderers who can't be reasoned with. Meanwhile, Tunisia wonders what the role is of the Security Council, which allows the humanitarian disaster to continue. Egypt says what we've witnessed today is double standards, with the U.S. veto of the Algeria draft resolution calling for a ceasefire. The vote in the 15-member Security Council was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining, reflecting the wide global support for ending the more than 4 months' war. It was the third U.S. veto of a Security Council resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. Linda Perry, Pacifica Radio, New York.